This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it's now the Power Hour because we've been joined by USA Radio, the convergence of USA Radio and Newsmax TV to create one of the finest TV and radio audiences in America here on Newsmax TV. And today is our last night at this time slot. Starting on Wednesday, I repeat, if you weren't with us at opening set, starting on Wednesday, tomorrow night, Super Tuesday special news coverage by Newsmax TV. And believe me when I tell you, Wayne Root, my prediction record has been like close to 100%, let's say 99.9% for 3 years on Newsmax TV. 99.9%, and I predict a big night tomorrow for... I think Bernie wins big. I think people are passionate fans. I think most people who aren't idiots realize that Biden is just past his prime. He doesn't know what he's saying anymore. Doesn't know where he is anymore. Doesn't know who he's speaking to anymore. He's got Obama finally behind him. He's got Klobuchar behind him. He's got Mayor Pete behind him. The whole Democratic establishment has sold out for Biden, and they don't even know what they're doing. He's the most corrupt politician in history, and he doesn't know where he is or what he's doing. A good example of that, he just gave a speech yesterday and said, I can't wait for Super Thursday. We're going to win on Super Thursday. This guy is lost. He is completely, utterly lost. He's an elderly old man who doesn't know what he's saying anymore. He is lost. And by the way, I think he's the youngest man in the Democrat field now. I think that Sanders is 78, and I think that Bloomberg's 78, I think, and Biden's 77. So he's the youngster in the Democrat race. Oh, boy. You couldn't make this stuff up in a Hollywood movie. But either way, Biden doesn't know where he is. He was talking to Chris Wallace on Fox News, and he said, thank you, Chuck. And then he said, we're looking forward to Super Thursday. There's never been a Super Thursday anywhere. You can't even make that up and blame it on, you know, there's a Super Thursday and a Super Tuesday, and I got them mixed up. Anyone could do that. There is no Super Thursday. I'm surprised he mixed it up with March Madness. We can't wait for Tuesday Madness. This guy doesn't know what he's saying anymore. I have said and I have argued on this show, and I mean this only respectively. Look, he's a politician who's been in office a long, long time. And on the day that Joe Biden passes, I will say nothing but nice things about him. Hopefully 20 or 30 years from now, his memorial service, we'll all say nice things about him. And we'll say he was a great American politician. He served the people and he loved the people. And all that's great. But he's really past his prime now. Anybody can see that. He doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't belong there anymore. And that's before you try and put him in the single most stressful job in the history of the world, the President of the United States in the White House. You know, let's face it, they've all aged badly. They all went in looking fairly good and came out looking horrible. And you can't put someone in on day one who already isn't quite sure what city he's in, who he's talking to, what day it is, what party he's with, who he's running against. I'll bet you he doesn't even know he's running against Trump. Biden doesn't know where he is. He probably thinks he's running against Larry Trump or maybe Calvin Coolidge, McKinley. This guy's like stuck in the 1920s. Maybe Biden thinks he's running against McKinley. It's very sad to watch. And Democrats have now decided he's their hope. He's the one. The one. Because they have nobody else. He's the one. All right, look. Today's a great day. I started out on Twitter this morning saying, today started out one of the best days ever, and it's only gotten better from there. First of all, the Dow roars back from the coronavirus sell-off with the biggest day ever. If you're counting pure points, up 1,293.96 points, the most in the history of Wall Street. If you're counting percentage, it was up 5.1%, the biggest day since 2009. So that was a long time ago, too. That was 11 years ago, over a decade. Number two, the Supreme Court agreed today to review Obamacare challenge over the funding mechanism. They announced they will review a challenge to the Affordable Care Act's constitutionality after a group of states led by Texas claimed there is no longer a legal justification for Obamacare. Fantastic. Now, that's the way a day starts. You go, wow. But it just kept getting better. Hillary Clinton has been ordered to give a sworn deposition after a judge tosses her preposterous defense about her email server and about Benghazi. This is a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request by Judicial Watch, and my great friend Tom Fitton, who's handled my IRS case, and said the IRS and Barack Obama tried to ruin your life and persecute you, and he got the records, and we proved it was true, and still nothing happened, and still no heads rolled, and still no one went to jail, and still no one got fired, and still everyone at the IRS kept their pensions. Isn't that amazing? And now you've got the same wonderful people at Judicial Watch going after Hillary and hounding her, and I got a feeling good things are going to come of this. Also, another bit of great news. It looks like it's not official yet, but Bibi Netanyahu is claiming victory in Israel. He claims that he beat Benny Gantz, and he has enough votes to create a majority in the Knesset, their version of the parliament or the United States House of Representatives, et cetera, et cetera. And if that's true, if it's true, because I don't see it reported at Fox News or CNN, but I see it in the Jerusalem Post of Israel. So either Wayne Root gets the news quicker than Fox News does, or everybody else is being very conservative and very careful, and they don't want to announce it as a win yet. So let's just say it looks good for Bibi Netanyahu, and it could be another big victory for the conservative Trump of Israel. Good news. And how about this one? News just in during my hour number two of my show, just about 20 minutes ago. MSNBC host Chris Matthews resigns after accusations of sexism and harassment. Chris Matthews, gone. Goodbye. Liberal, gone. More good news. The Trump campaign announces that Republicans raised $86 million in February. $86 million, the all-time record, I believe, in 1 month in the history of raising money for Republicans, and I believe the best month of any kind since 2016. And by the way, GOP organizations have raised more than $607 million since last year, and they have $225 million cash on hand. That was announced today by the Republican National Committee. What's important about that? Well, first of all, money is the mother's milk of politics, right? That's the whole key. Money. Whoever raises the most money wins most of the time. He with the gold usually rules. Not always, but most of the time. What was the exception to that? Trump, right? In 2016, Hillary had so much more money than Trump because nobody wanted to give money to a guy they knew was going to lose. And they all were sure Hillary was going to win, so she got all the spoils. Everybody wanted a favor after she won, gave her money. And they couldn't even imagine Trump beating her. So Hillary had like, I don't know, she had over $2 billion, and Trump had like $400 million. She just killed him when it came to fundraising, and it didn't matter because Trump won the election. So my question to you is, take the same guy Trump, and now he's performed. Everybody knows. Everyone who voted for him, and all those who were skeptical of him and maybe didn't vote for him, all know about the great things he's done and the great achievements he's had and the great progress he's made and the promises he's kept. And now he's got more money than Democrats have. Do you have any idea what that forebodes? It forebodes an electoral landslide victory. And don't let any conservative out there tell me, Wayne, stop saying that. Stop saying that because you're going to make people not go out and vote. You're going to make us be too overconfident. No, not true. I'm a guy, you know, who will urge you for the next March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. So the next 8+ months, I will spend every second of every day on TV and on radio urging you that this is the most important thing you've ever done in your life and the most important election in the history of America. And we all have to get everyone we know in the whole world out to vote for Trump. And I'll never let you forget that. But that doesn't mean I won't report that I believe we're going to win a landslide electoral victory. I don't think we can win. There is no such thing as a landslide popular vote victory anymore in America for a Republican. But we can win a landslide electoral victory, and I believe we will, especially if Bernie Sanders is the nominee. So believe me when I tell you, I am rooting for Bernie. Rooting for Bernie Sanders. More good news today. So our Attorney General of the United States, Attorney General William Barr, and he's taking over the antitrust probes of the Silicon Valley tech companies. You know, Twitter and Facebook, they've tried to bury Wayne Root and screw me over and made me invisible for the last 4 years on national radio and 3 years on national TV. They've tried to bury me and make sure nobody could find my Twitter account, nobody could find my Facebook page, no one would see my posts. If that isn't the worst thing, the most prejudicial, biased thing I've ever heard in America, I don't know what is. But Bill Barr is taking over the antitrust probes of Facebook and Twitter, and they got to be shaking in their boots. And other good news of the day, billionaire Republican buys a major stake in Twitter and is planning to oust the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, according to reports. And they're raising the prospect of a shocking election year shakeup of the social media platform that conservatives have long accused of overt left-wing political bias. Paul Singer is a billionaire. His company is called Elliott Management Corp. And he's already nominated four directors to Twitter's board. That's news out of Bloomberg News today. And unlike other prominent tech CEOs, Jack Dorsey did not have vote. Because he only has one class of stock. Usually smart CEOs have a voting class and then an ownership class. You could own 90% of a company, but the CEO has 90% of the voting shares. She can't get rid of them. Dorsey, for whatever reason, didn't do that, and he could be headed for the door right now. Kick him to the curb, Paul Singer. I love it. This guy Singer gave $24 million to Republican and right-leaning groups in the 2016 election, and now he's buying a huge stake in Twitter, which could change everything for all of us. Instead of me having 79,000 fans on Twitter, I should have 7.9 million. And that may change starting soon. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant power. powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The Trumpster's on fire. Having a great day in Trumpland. And everybody knows, they recognize what the point of this show is, right? Paul just wrote in moments ago. I actually had 7 emails from all of you in just the break just now. All of them saying kind of the same thing, but Paul writes, all sorts of good news tonight, exclamation point. And what goes around comes around for Chris Matthews. I've known for a long time the guy's a loser. Carry on, Wayne. Love your enthusiasm. Paul, that's what I did in 2016. I can't say single-handedly, but I know that I was very important to Trump's victory. I made over 1,500 TV and radio appearances leading up to the 2016 election and told everybody, Trump's going to win. I promise you, Trump's going to win. And people thought I was insane. And I predicted that Brexit was going to win, and it did. Why would I be wrong about Trump? Our nation follows England usually. First England does it, then we did it. First Thatcher won, then Reagan won. And then Brexit won, and then Trump won. And there were other examples. How about the most recent one? First, Boris Johnson won a month ago, or maybe it's 2 months ago now. Boris Johnson just won against a guy who is a clone of Bernie Sanders. A clone. And that's why the Democrats are freaking out, losing their minds. Because Bernie Sanders will lead them to the same kind of massive defeat as the guy in England, whose name now escapes me. I don't know why. I can't remember his name. The English guy who was the big liberal who represented Labor. God, I've said his name 1,000 times on this show, and I can't remember it now because nobody's mentioned his name in 2 months since he went down to a landslide defeat. But having said that, no one's going to ever remember Bernie Sanders' name after the election either, after he leads Democrats to a landslide defeat. So I think the important news story coming out of today, separate from all the positive stuff I just told you, is the scam going on. I'll finish the rest of this segment up talking about the scam. And the scam is that, you know, Obama has stayed away from endorsing Joe Biden the entire race. He never got near him. Biden begged him to endorse him, and he never got near him. Obama wouldn't give him the time of day. And now all of a sudden, Obama's desperate because no one could stop Bernie. So Obama made phone calls and convinced Mayor Pete to drop out and Amy Klobuchar to drop out. You know what's significant about that? They're dropping out the day before Super Tuesday. It's so ridiculous. It's like dropping out of the World Series the day before you're in the World Series. It's like dropping out of the Super Bowl the day before you're in the Super Bowl. It's like dropping out of the Daytona 500 the hour before they put the checkered flag down. I could see dropping out the day after and you lose badly, but you have a chance here. Why would you drop out like Amy Klobuchar? Do you know that Minnesota is tomorrow? The Minnesota primary is tomorrow on Super Tuesday. Why would Amy Klobuchar, U.S. Senator from Minnesota, drop out today and not even test if she could win one state? Why? Because it's so clear the fix is in. These people are like Kool-Aid drinking Stepford Wives robots, owned and operated by the DNC. Obama and the puppet strings that are pulling him, and I believe that's probably George Soros pulling the puppet strings over Obama, and suddenly Obama's all in for Joe Biden, and Klobuchar just got out and endorsed Joe Biden, and Mayor Pete got out and tonight in a rally in Dallas endorsed Joe Biden, and Harry Reid came back from the, I won't say anything bad, Harry Reid came back from an anonymity, he hasn't said a word in a long time, and out of the blue, my old U.S. senator, who I couldn't stand, who was horrible, who was, you know, just to me represented evil, but he's dying of pancreatic cancer, so I won't say anything bad. Just he came out of the blue and he endorsed Biden today. Everybody's endorsing Biden today. Why? Because they know what I know, that Biden is going to bring down the whole Democrat Party to a disastrous defeat. Right? Just like it just happened in England with their Labour Party and the idiot that represented the Labour Party, who was a Bernie Sanders clone. A clone. And so they're scared to death. And it's just so funny they've coalesced around Biden. You'd think they'd coalesce around Bloomberg, who's got all the money in the world. And I mean, literally, $60 billion. He's got more money than the whole rest of the world combined, minus a few billionaires at the top. But they've all coalesced around Biden because he's the old Obama warhorse. And so they figure they could ride him because he's the DNC guy and he looks moderate compared to the crazies, even though he's not moderate at all. He's come way far to the left. But they're forgetting that he doesn't know what city he's in. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what his name is. He doesn't know his opponents. He doesn't know what time it is. He doesn't know it's Super Tuesday. He thinks it's Super Thursday. He couldn't recite the preamble. Look, I'll read you more when we get back. Very interesting stuff. But I do want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show before I go. Prostate Guide for Men. There's so many prostate pills advertising on TV. And they've analyzed all of them in a lab and they can tell you which ones work and which ones are total fraud. And it's free for my viewers. Now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is involved in a whole-of-government approach to the coronavirus threat. The vice president also reminds everyone,
let's be clear, the risk to the American people of the coronavirus remains low, according to all of the experts that we're working with across the government.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is suspending her presidential campaign one day before Super Tuesday. She's expected to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden. Voters in 14 states will head to the polls tomorrow to vote in their state's primary election. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to do well. Sanders won earlier contests in New Hampshire and Nevada. Meanwhile, Biden won Saturday's South Carolina primary and has new momentum in the Democratic contest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You can
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, it's hour number three, the last half hour of the show. I tried so many names and issues and policies and stories into this noggin. And remember, I have no notes, really, and no teleprompter and no script. It's all off the top of my head. So sometimes I forget a name, and it's not a name in American politics, so I don't study British politics. But my listener, Michael, said the name you're trying to think of is Jeremy Corbyn. Exactly. It was in there. It was in my files. Jeremy Corbyn was the candidate of the Labour Party, which is like the Liberal Democrats in England, who supports all the same ideas of Bernie Sanders and just went down to an historic landslide defeat. And Democrats know that the same thing will happen to Bernie Sanders. Of course it will. That's why I want Bernie to win on Super Tuesday. Not Super Thursday, Joe Biden. Super Tuesday. God, we've got so many different emails coming in, flying in. Here's one from Ken. He says, War, I think we should make Hillary's deposition a pay-per-view event. I'd pay to watch that one. I would, too. I'd love to watch Hillary's deposition. And then we've got Charles. He says, Trump's in North Carolina with a rally right now. What a great day. Another packed house, another great rally. Stock market rebound. Watching your show. It's all good. God bless. Charles. Thank you, Charles. They're coming in by the dozens every minute. Thank you, folks. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Here's the real point I want to make. Democrats are disenfranchising their own voters. It's the same thing as 16. Bernie should have beaten Hillary in 2016. But the Democrats fixed the primary so he couldn't win. And now he's going to win again. It looks like he's running ahead of the field. If it's a good day tomorrow, there's probably nothing they can do to stop him. But that's why they try to stop him before Super Thursday, as Joe Biden would say, before Super Tuesday. So it's just amazing to me because they're disenfranchising their own voters. Think of all the money spent by and for Amy Klobuchar, all the money spent by and for Mayor Pete, all the money spent by and for Tom Steyer, right? And they all dropped out in the last 3-4 days before Super Tuesday. The fix is obviously in. Who drops out before the Super Bowl? What cornerback or safety or running back says, tomorrow's the Super Bowl, I think I'll drop out today. I don't want to play in the big game. Who says that? Even if you know you're running out of money, why not take a flyer on tomorrow? Well, the answer is they offered him a bribe. No question, Obama's working the phones behind the scenes, and he offered vice president for Joe Biden to Amy Klobuchar, and he offered Mayor Pete, you know, who knows, secretary of something, cabinet member for something. They're bribing them left and right. That's why they all dropped out yesterday. But think about the people that support Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar, and even the few, you know, the five people that support Tom Steyer. You could fit them in a phone booth. But it's not fair to them that they drop out before Super Tuesday and all of them immediately endorse Joe Biden. And then Harry Reid comes out and endorses Joe Biden. You can see what's going on here. The fix is in. And that's what Trump keeps tweeting out. They're doing everything they can to get together and defeat Bernie Sanders. It may work. It may work. We'll see what happens at Super Tuesday. My prediction, Bernie's going to do really well tomorrow. Because I think the vote will get divided between Biden, the moderate vote, between Biden and Bloomberg. With all the money Bloomberg has spent on Super Tuesday, he's going to get a fair share of the vote. And Bernie's got the whole aisle of the commies to himself. I mean, you could argue a little bit Elizabeth Warren, but she's really, you know, been no factor in any of these races at all. So I think Bernie has got it tomorrow, in my opinion. See, their problem is they should have bribed Bloomberg to drop out. If Bloomberg dropped out and Klobuchar backed out and Mayor Pete backed out, guess what? Then it would be the whole lane would be Biden against Sanders. But they left Bloomberg in because, of course, he won't accept a bribe. When you're worth $60 billion, you can't bribe someone. But the end result is it's Biden dividing that, quote-unquote, moderate lane in the Democrat Party, which isn't moderate at all. It's extreme left. It just so happens that the extreme left is Sanders. He's communist. And these guys are just extreme left. The most extreme left in the history of American politics is where Biden is and Mayor Pete was and Klobuchar was. They were not moderate. They're the most extreme left ever to campaign for president, to the left of McGovern. And Sanders just happens to be communist territory. So they're not moderate, but for Democrat standards, they're moderate. So now there would be an empty lane just Biden against Sanders. There's not. It's Biden being blocked by Bloomberg against Sanders. So I think Sanders still comes out ahead tomorrow. But I can't believe they're doing that to disenfranchising their own voters. How many of those voters had absentee ballots for Klobuchar and Mayor Pete and Tom Steyer that were already sent in, and now their vote is worthless? And how many people were fans of them that wanted to vote for them on Super Tuesday? Now there's no point. Why would you drop out the day before Super Tuesday? Why wouldn't you drop out or in the days before Super Tuesday? Why wouldn't you drop out after Super Tuesday? Because the fix is in, I repeat. And here's why they're so upset, Democrats. Bernie Sanders maintains significant edge over Joe Biden in all the national polls and in California. In California, the latest point-blank political survey of 1,220 respondents in California, which is after the South Carolina win for Biden, still shows Sanders leading Biden 34-22 in California. And Bernie announced that he raised a whopping $46.5 million in February. Million dollars. The communist is raising big money. Now, here's why none of this bothers me. Here's why I want so badly for a Bernie Sanders showdown with President Trump. First of all, it's the cowboy in me, right? I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan from the day I was born, and I'm like a six-gun shooting serial shooter, baby. And I'm just looking for a fight. I've been looking for a fight since I was born and raised on the streets of New York. I love a good fight. Like Thomas Jefferson said, every few years, there's got to be a little bit of fighting in the streets. And so I want a showdown, like the OK Corral, between communism and capitalism. I think we've been lied to, and we've been actors have BS'd us. I think Obama was basically a communist and a socialist and a Marxist who was making believe he was a moderate. And he was running against people like Romney and Bush and McCain, who were all making believe they were conservatives. And they weren't. They were moderates or even lefties. Okay? And I'm sick of all the BS from the Bush family and the Romneys. I'm sick of it. And the McCains. They're not conservatives. Now you got a real conservative and a real nationalist and a real patriot named Donald J. Trump running against a real communist by the name of Bernie Sanders. The full Monty. The real thing. No BS. No shine. No branding on this one. This is pure, raw truth. It's going to be capitalism against communism, and I think we're going to win big, just like Boris Johnson won big against Jeremy Corbyn. By the way, Boris Johnson's not a real conservative. He's like a Romney-lying conservative. He's not conservative at all. He's moderate at best. But he ran against a real commie by the name of Jeremy Corbyn, who's as bad as Bernie Sanders, and he destroyed him. And I think Trump will destroy him, too, now that we, you know, have it out in the open. Guys, telling the raw truth, what you really believe in, and where it could lead America to. I love a Bernie Sanders-Trump matchup, and I'll take it all day long. So I think it's a good thing. Now, here's the other part of my argument. Because Obama was really as liberal as Bernie, really more liberal than Bernie, more communist than Bernie, more socialist than Bernie, how do I know? How can I say that? Because Obama was in the U.S. Senate for 2 years before he got elected president alongside Bernie Sanders. And guess who had the more liberal voting record? Obama. He is a pure Marxist, socialist, communist. But he was great at hiding it. I've written so many books about this. I called Obama the stealth communist. He is the best guy at hiding what he really believes in. Because he knows you can't get elected in America if you tell people you're a communist. You can't. And Obama knows it, and I know it. So Obama was brilliant. He campaigned like a moderate who loves America, even though he secretly hates America and hates capitalism. Same thing with Hillary. She's a commie. She's a disciple of Saul Alinsky. So's Obama. They're all commies. They believe in communist, Marxist, socialist philosophy. Okay? But they hide it. Saul Alinsky taught you to always hide your true intentions. Hide them. So they can't believe that a guy has come along named Bernie Sanders who doesn't hide what he is, who's proud of being a socialist, an extreme radical socialist. He's proud to defend Fidel Castro and Venezuela. Wow. So they know he's going to lead their party to a disaster. And I know it, and the reason I know it is the proof's there. Jeremy Corbyn just did it in England. He admitted to the same things as Sanders, and he led his party to a disaster. So Obama is panicking, and Hillary is panicking, because if they manage to defeat Sanders at a brokered convention, then I think Joe Biden, or whoever the nominee is, but in this case it appears to be Joe Biden, he's the most corrupt politician who ever lived, and he's sure to me, I'll say it's my opinion, that's all I'll say. My opinion is he's past his prime, and he suffers from early onset dementia. There's problems with Joe Biden. He just doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what he's saying. Super Thursday. He's on TV with Chris Wallace. He says, thanks, Chuck. He's just in another time zone. He thinks he's running against Calvin Coolidge. He doesn't really know where he is. They're putting him as their horse? They're betting on Joe Biden? Shows you how desperate they are. Desperate. They don't have anything else. And I think when they overtake Sanders at a broker convention, his people will drop out. They will not come back and vote for Biden. He's way too old, and he's way too problematic, and he's way too corrupt, and he represents big government, he represents corruption, he represents the deep state and the D.C. swamp, everything Bernie Sanders is fighting against. So they'll lose those voters. So I think Biden goes down to a big defeat, too. Democrats are damned if they do and damned if they don't. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action to protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allyn Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggest.com/Root and type in the promo code Root for 20% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I love my viewers. God, and talk about interaction. Talk about an interactive TV show. I just asked the top executives at Newsmax. I sent them an email during the break, and I said, please put my Gmail email address up on the screen at all times now, because I love you people. It's not even on the screen, but I mentioned it once a show, and you guys, I'm getting hundreds and hundreds of emails a day, including like 20 a minute during the show. Here's one from Kim. Just lost Fox News today due to big price increase on DirecTV. Found you on Newsmax. Awesome show. Love it. So excited for my new adventure with you. Kim, on board. Kim. Here's one from Oren. Oren says, hi, Wayne. Your great insights tonight. They can bribe the Democrat candidates, but you can't bribe the voters who will revolt and vote for Bernie. I agree. And then we've got one more here. Well, there's hundreds of them, but I'm trying to pick the right ones. And so here's one from Nancy. Could you please verify your new showtime as I missed it when it was broadcast, Nancy? So let's make sure that I'm sure that means, you know, Procter & Gamble used to say every one letter represents 10,000 people. And that's just the one person that wrote it. But there were 9,999 other ones who didn't write it, but they're thinking it. So if you're watching, let me remind you. Thank you, Nancy. New showtime starting on Wednesday. I'm off tomorrow night. I'm on the radio 3 hours tomorrow. You can go to usaradio.com and listen to me live on the radio, same time, same place forever. 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast time, 5 to 8 p.m. Central time, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time. On the radio, usaradio.com, or you can go to iHeartRadio, and you can get my show on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. An hour after the show, all the shows are up. So they're all there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But if, as far as this TV show on Newsmax TV, off tomorrow because it's Super Tuesday, special report on Newsmax, but back on Wednesday with the new showtime, 11 o'clock every night. Now you're not going to watch the 11 o'clock news. It's boring. It's too negative, too much death, too much mayhem, too much liberal bias. No more 11 p.m. news on the East Coast, and no more late shows with Colbert, Kimmel, and all those guys. They all stink. They're all liberal. liberal. They're all biased. They make fun of Trump. Now you got something new to watch. This show comes to you every night, 11 o'clock East Coast. That'll be 10 o'clock Central. That'll be 9 o'clock Mountain. That'll be 8 p.m. West Coast, Pacific Coast time, right here on Newsmax TV with the Wayne Allyn Show. All right. Why did my computer come on this second? I guess I leaned on it. That's why. So, some more things to tell you about before the show ends for the night. Okay, Trump says Mayor Pete's exit is a sign that Democrats are trying to stop Bernie. And this is what he said over the weekend. But obviously, now with Amy Klobuchar dropping out endorsing Biden and Mayor Pete endorsing Biden tonight in Dallas, guess what? It's a pattern. And Bernie even agrees. Bernie Sanders seems to agree. But let me give you some updates on Joe Biden. Biden urges voters to show up on Super Thursday. He was in Texas, and he said, you got to show up for me on Super Thursday, the latest in a series of flubs and stumbles as his campaign roars back to life. He said, look, tomorrow's Super Thursday, he said. And so that was kind of funny. Okay, that's Biden flub number one. Number two, he was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News yesterday, and Biden had to be corrected. He called Chris Wallace Chuck. I guess he thought he was on with Chuck Todd. And then I know there's another one here. I got to try and find it. I can't find it on short notice. But I know he had a flub. Oh, here it is. Biden jumbles the preamble of the Declaration of Independence. He says all men and women are created by, you know, the thing. Joe Biden doesn't know where he is or what he's saying anymore. It's hilarious. Remember, my show is completely unscripted and everything's off the top of my head. As I'm speaking to you, I look at an article and I riff and I talk about it and I shoot from the hip and I speak from the heart and I let it fly. Biden's scripted. He's got all kinds of people writing his speeches and writing his notes. He doesn't have to think of anything for himself. And he just can't make it work anymore. His synapses aren't firing anymore. He's got a problem. He needs to be put out to pasture. He doesn't speak from the hip or shoot from the hip and speak from the heart and let it fly. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's clueless. And so they're all looking to defeat Sanders, and I understand why. He's America's Jeremy Corbyn, but I just don't know how they've all coalesced on Joe Biden. Remember, Obama wouldn't go near him the entire campaign. He thought he was a joke. And so let's get back to coronavirus for a minute, okay? I want to get back there. Because there's mobs and mobs of migrants turning violent at the Greek border because they won't let them in. And in Canada, they're furious at Trudeau, their prime minister, Justin Trudeau, because the government refuses to stop travelers from Iran. And then over the weekend, a liberal Obama-appointed judge decided that Trump should not win on asylum, and so when a person screams asylum, we got to let him in. These are all examples of suicide. Liberals and lefties and commies the world over want to commit suicide for their own countries. They're killing their own countries. The only way coronavirus turns into a disaster in America is with open borders if you let everyone in who screams asylum. You let the sick ones in. Sick ones will come from all over the world. You don't want that. All right. I'm saying goodnight for the night. I want to make sure you know, message coming up. Don't run to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich yet. Just stay tuned for the message from My Doctor Suggests, because all the formulas by them have proven to be effective in combating virus like coronavirus. Stay tuned. You need their protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.